From Washington, I'm Ann Ball reporting. Russia is objecting to a draft UN resolution Thursday intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of eastern Ghouta. Moscow requested the Security Council meeting, and its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. The U.S. supports the ceasefire measure. And earlier Thursday, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Russia bears responsibility for the high number of civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta in the past few days. Anger and concern is growing among a group of parents in northern Nigeria who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack in the Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency reports Thursday that Iran is continuing to comply with the 2015 international accord that curbs Tehran's nuclear weapons development. The report concludes that Iran is honoring key aspects of the deal and that the United States, China, Russia, France, Germany, Britain, and the European Union reached with Iran in exchange for lifting the sanctions. Trump has threatened to pull out of the agreement, citing disastrous flaws, he says, in the agreement. He has pushed for overhauling the Iran pact, but other countries have rebuffed him and have continued to support the agreement. New charges were filed Thursday by U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller against President Donald Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort and his business associate Rick Gates. The new indictment was expected and adds allegations of tax evasion and increases the amount of money Manafort is accused of laundering to $30 million. The charges against Manafort and Gates don't relate to any allegations of misconduct related to Trump's campaign. Meanwhile, the U.S. President Donald Trump spoke about gun control Thursday with state and local leaders. He says they are working at getting guns out of the hands of dangerous criminals and raising the age to buy assault-style rifles, ending the sale of so-called bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons.
We're going to do strong background checks. We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of 18. We're getting rid of the bump stocks, and we're going to be focusing very strongly on mental health, because here's a case of mental health.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says protests by Congolese refugees in Rwanda have turned violent. Several people are injured, and police have fired in the air to disperse them. Jeff Custer has the details.
Tensions are high over cuts in food rations. UN official Daniela Ionita says refugees refuse to return to Gazebo Camp in western Rwanda, despite pleas from government officials. The demonstrations demanding better living conditions or relocation began Tuesday. Rwanda hosts over 17,000 refugees from Congo. Most are women and children. The World Food Program cut rations by 25% in January because of low funding, and further cuts are possible. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For more on this story, go to our website, voanews.com.